Welcome back to Talk Radio 790 KBC. McIntyre in the morning, 7:15. As we mentioned previously, the Pope is speaking to a joint session of Congress. His appearance in this country has been well received. However, there has been some criticism of the Pope. He made some reference to the courage of the bishops in handling matters in this country, and that has drawn some criticism by some individuals who have been victim of child abuse by some of the Catholic priests in this country. On our KBC hotline is Joel Kastick, who is director of SNAP, Survivor Network of Those Abused by the Priests. Good morning, Joel. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Joel, what's your initial reaction to the Pope's visit to this country, and more importantly, his comments about the courage of the bishops in this country? I assume that was a veiled reference to the events of child abuse that have occurred in this country.
I mean, it was a real slap in the face to victims, because when it comes to making real change and forcing accountability in the Catholic Church, it was the courage of the victims. It was the courage of the victims coming forward, contacting law enforcement, using the civil remedies, telling their stories. I've never seen an example of courage on behalf of a bishop.
Yeah, and he talked about their mortification and all they had to go through.
Oh, well, and you know, Roger Mahoney's there.
Yeah, I know, yeah, I know. I brought that up earlier this morning. He is not even allowed to minister in Los Angeles because of the scandal in the L.A. Archdiocese. And here he is in Washington with the Pope.
Joel, just to make sure you understand, T-Ray's very upset by that. Just go ahead.
Oh, good. Yeah. Well, and actually, he can minister in Los Angeles now because it's a long, convoluted story. But every spring, Roger Mahoney does a bunch of confirmations, and every spring, I get phone calls from angry parents. I mean, there is no one more reviled in Los Angeles than Roger Mahoney, and yet he is off with the Pope. And this is not lost on survivors. I mean, no one has done more to cover up sexual abuse, to enable predators, to put kids at risk, to throw immigrant kids under the bus, than Roger Mahoney.
Let me just add, besides Roger Mahoney, Joel, is that the failure of local law enforcement, the district attorney's office, to really go after Mahoney and those involved. I'm surprised Mahoney, with all the disclosures through the civil lawsuits, there was no action on the part of the district attorney to exercise its discretion to go after Mahoney and those who had knowledge of this horrible series of incidents involving these young minors.
Well, and it's what's bad about that also is that we have bad law in California. I mean, we had this great opportunity about a year and a half ago to allow victims to come forward and file in the civil courts and prove their case and everything else. We made it through both the Senate and the Assembly, and Jerry Brown vetoed it. Mm-hmm. And we could have gotten so much more information. And remember, I mean, the cases in Los Angeles settled in 2007. We got the documents in 2013?
Yes.
And that was a very careful maneuver by Mahoney, because throughout those whatever number of years, his statute of limitations for failure to report expired.
Well, go ahead, T-Ray. My concern here is that the media coverage, and look, it's a historic event, but the absence of this story being played out in the media by the major networks, they're covering the positive aspect of this Pope, how he resonates with the average citizen, how he's obviously appearing before a joint Congress. But the idea of the story about the child abuse situation is not getting the type of airplay that it deserves.
No, it's not. And what the mainstream media is saying is, well, you know, it's an old problem, but it's not an old problem. The cover-up is still going on. We're still uncovering scandal. We're still getting bishops who are covering up this stuff. And what's important, you know, the Pope gets to play this loosey-goosey game of, oh, I'm a spiritual leader, and oh, I'm a politician.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, because he can come over and say, I'm a man of the people, and I'm so humble, and I'm the spiritual leader of millions of Catholics.
And I'm riding in a Fiat.
Yeah. So then he gets a pass. But he can still address a joint session of Congress, and he can still address the United Nations as a political figure above reproach. Because you can criticize, you know, a king or a president or whatever. Oh, but you can't criticize the Pope.
Mm-hmm. Joel, let me ask you this question. with all the litigation, all the losses, all the payout, has the church made any, have implemented any internal safeguards to try to at least reduce the possibility of sexual abuse among minors or involving minors?
Any changes that they've had in their policies have been because they've been forced to mm-hmm. by civil courts and judges. I'm not seeing it. Right now in Minneapolis, St. Paul, there's been this, they had a 3-year civil window. California only had a 1-year. Mm-hmm. And they were able to uncover this huge scandal that went up until the bishop resigned about, 3 or 4 months ago?
Yes.
Or the archbishop. And so the only reason that we aren't finding out about scandals going on is because we don't have the civil remedies to do it. So, yeah, I'm sure that they're... volunteers and employees are far better trained on how to see child sex abuse. But when it comes to reporting, when it comes to moving these guys around, when it comes to sending them to treatment centers and covering up for crimes, I don't think anything's changed.
How do you try to encourage members of the church, the members who may have knowledge, to come forward with this information? Or is there an attempt by the church members to keep this secret, or just the reporting by church members who are aware of this?
You know, it's hard to be a whistleblower in the Catholic Church.
Yeah, no doubt.
For whistleblowers who are employees.
Yes.
Because, you know, there's no great retirement plan and they don't get paid a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen whistleblowers across the country, you know, lose their jobs, lose their credibility. And when they are a whistleblower in a very Catholic area, mm-hmm. it's really hard to find another job.
Wow.
And so, you know, and that's tough. And we continually, you know, encourage whistleblowers to come forward and use whatever ways they have. I mean, and since SNAP is confidential, sometimes we can help, you know, try to get information out.
Uh-huh.
But the only way that we can really solve this problem is if lay Catholics say, we're not going to take it anymore.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they stop donating and they focus on, you know, their faith and everything else. But, you know, stop donating to the bishop. Stop donating for these expensive trips to go see the Pope.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if the money you're donating is helping to pay for the cover up of child sexual abuse, take your money and donate it elsewhere.
Wow.
That's basically what we're saying.
Joel Kestick, director of SNAP, Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests. I want to thank you very much for joining us on McIntyre in the Morning.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
You have a good day. Talk Radio 790 KBC. We'll be back after traffic.